Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 15th of August 2009, and the time is 4:15. If I could ask you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
My name is Marcus Lemberger. I'm 24, and I'm living in London, but my hometown is Stratford-upon-Avon.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
It must have been early summer or late spring, I think.
And what was it that motivated you to put your name forward?
I think I was watching the London news, and I just thought it's just one of those things that you kind of only get the opportunity to do in London that I just think you should just go for and do. And I just thought the whole idea of actually ending on this plinth that usually you only look up from the bottom, but I thought it would be amazing to look down from and see this Trafalgar Square in a completely different and new light, I guess, to the way most people who come here do. Yeah.
And what does Trafalgar Square like mean to you? What's its significance and importance?
I'm not sure if it's significance, but over the last 6 years, I came here as a student, really, and I was here for 4 years. I've now started a job, but whilst I was at uni, I'd regularly come here and literally just while away my time, you know, just eating or reading a book and just watching London go by. I think, I don't know, it's just a great viewpoint of London, I guess. That's why I mainly think of Trafalgar Square.
So tell us about then your studies. What was it you came to do?
Geology. I know there's not many rocks in London, but I don't know. I think it was more the prospect of coming to London that the reason why I came to London, I guess. Like, it's very exciting.
How does it compare to Stratford?
Stratford's very nice, but there's just so much more going on in London. Like, I get stuck into doing the same things, whereas in London, every time you come here, for example, there's just loads of different things going on. There's always something different going on in Trafalgar Square.
And why geology?
Because it rocks. I don't know, I've always been interested in dinosaurs when I was little. I guess everyone was, but it kind of stuck, and I was told to do something I was interested in, and I didn't want to get stuck doing accounting for the rest of my life, so I became a geologist.
And what was it you particularly enjoyed about it now you're working in the field?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I don't enjoy especially what I'm doing right now, but in future, I definitely think the travelling opportunities, visiting places you haven't been to, just getting out and exploring the world, that's definitely like a very appealing part of geology. And I hope to go out and do that very soon.
And tell us what it is you do then for your day job at the moment. What do you find yourself doing?
Oh, it's mainly an office job, working on oil well logs, interpreting the lithology, then I draw maps of them, and it's mainly of the North Sea. But it's quite a boring job right now. But I've actually been off on long-term sick leave, so I haven't actually been working for the last 6 weeks, and basically the entire preparation of this, since coming to the, like, I've not been working. I've actually been recovering from a heart operation, but yeah, is that.
And can you go into, if you're happy, you're going to some of the details about that, how you've kind of found how to deal with, the heart condition?
Well, I don't know, I actually found out about the plinth when I was having surgery, or like the day after I had surgery, I found out I had the plinth, placed plinth. But so I don't know, that was quite surprising, but I kind of forgot about it for quite a while. When I came out of surgery, I found I was quite tired. I couldn't really concentrate very well. I was stuck just sitting down all day watching TV or trying to read, but not being able to. So I got quite frustrated, I guess, for the first few weeks. But I've now been building myself up, finding out what I can and can't do, and trying to get back to normal, I guess. And I think my ideas for the plinth, I guess, have molded a bit to my recovery.
Tell us what you're going to be doing when you're up on the plinth.
Well, I had a lot of ideas that were quite crazy ideas, but because of this recovery and my condition right now, I'm probably going to be sitting down quite a lot. I'm going to be modelling balloons, and hopefully throwing them off to the engaging public, possibly with sweets involved. But I haven't really got too many ideas. I think when I get up there, I'll morph it into something.
What was it that inspired you to put your name forward for the project in the first place?
Well, I think, as I said before, it's just a very unique opportunity to see Trafalgar Square or London just from a completely new and different perspective. Only 2,400 people are going to be seeing this, so I just want to make the most of the opportunity.
What kind of impact would you like your hour and maybe the project as a whole to have on London, the world?
To be honest, I knew from the start that I wouldn't really make much of an impact, or I didn't really feel like I needed to make much of an impact. The plinths in the Trafalgar Square statues, I see statues are occasionally looked at, but to be honest, the other three statues here on the plinths are relatively unobserved, and really they're looking out on everyone else. And that's kind of what I thought it would be, is that I just wanted to look. If people want to, take heart in what I do, then that would be great. But I'm content with just watching Trafalgar Square go by.
And what kind of memories do you have of any of kind of Trafalgar Square or the place?
Well, one of my earliest memories was coming here when I was little, trying to climb up one of the lions, falling and grazing my knee. I still haven't actually done it yet, but maybe I will, like, once it's done, I don't know.
And what things would you say are, like, most important to you at the moment in your life?
So,
what things are most important to you at the moment, like, in your life?
It's a tricky question. I guess food's quite important. My girlfriend's quite important right now. She's definitely helped me where I am right now. And molded, especially, well, changed the parts of what I do, I guess. I don't really have any.
How did you describe yourself as a person on the website? What came
to? Tired, recovering individual. I guess that's quite a literal, explanation of who I am right now. I find it quite hard, right? I guess I find it quite hard in my present condition to really remember what I was like as an individual before. I'm trying to move forward from where I was and where I'm going, if you know what I mean.
And how can you go into some details then? How you think kind of your present situation alters from how you were before and what you'd like to kind of get back to being?
I don't know. Well, I actually see this point as a good starting point to change who I was or how I was acting. I found in London that I'd become quite cyclical. Like I'd get into my own routines. I went to work. I was at work for quite a while. I come back and I'd just be so tired I couldn't really do very much. Whereas now I've definitely found that I do want to go out and explore what London has to offer. This has kind of shown me there are many different things in London that you can explore and be entertained by. And I guess, yeah, hopefully now I'll go and explore London, look at London in a better way.
And do you think you'll always stay in London?
No. I think perhaps one thing this has kind of taught, well, one thing I'm kind of learning just by recovering here is that I really do want to go out and explore like the rest of the world, or maybe just go and experience different things. It doesn't have to be going necessarily around the world. I feel I've been kind of quite just stuck in London doing the same things. I wouldn't mind perhaps going and doing something completely different, perhaps, go travelling.
So what are your hopes and fears currently?
My hopes and fears? I hope I recover my fear is that I won't recover very well. I've had a few complications with my surgery. It's hard to like get hold of doctors and things like that, but yeah, I just hope I can get back to where I really hope I can go and cycle. I really enjoy cycling around London, and I won't be able to do that for another 3 months. But yeah, I hope I can get back to that.
And how can you sum up that kind of the emotional journey? What feelings have you had with relation to going up on the plinth?
Well, I've generally been quite frustrated, and I found my mind just kept on wandering round and round. I couldn't really decide what to do. But as I kind of, as I've got closer to my time being on the plinth, I've got more and more excited. I've just decided just to enjoy my time up there and just take all these experiences, this experience in, yeah, and just have a good time.
And any closing thoughts or comments about being part of the project or history? How do you think it might affect you?
Well, I'm quite intrigued that I'm going to be on the record, who knows for how long. I guess I'm usually quite a shy person. I don't really like to be exposing myself or being exhibited. I think that would be one of the quite interesting things, of actually being part of this project, is just seeing how, I guess not just myself, but how the project as a whole is like remembered. And if I can be a positive part of that, then yeah, that'd be great.
Cool, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.